So I now invite Maranatham Chaudhary to speak.
اللهم كل وليك الحجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها كبيرا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. All praise and glory belongs to Allah, the creator of this universe. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon the best of His prophets, the best of His messengers, the best of His creations, the best of His role models. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. And may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon the holy progeny, the ones who are the true successors of the prophets, and the ones who are the role models, just as the prophet is the best role model for all of us to follow. When you want to emulate, or when you want to try to become like someone, everybody should see who they're emulating, or what is the criteria that you should have for you to have an idol, for you to have a role model. And in the Holy Quran it has been said that لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ, that it is in the example of the Prophet that you have the best of examples for role model. So we all have to strive that we try to become in our character just like the Prophet. Imam Masumin alayhi wasalam's role model was also the Holy Prophet. So in their times, they had the same character as the character of the Holy Prophet. And our 12th Imam as well is going to have the same character as the character of the Holy Prophet. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. So for us, the youths, maybe I should start excluding myself now. So for you guys who are youths, the role model that you need to pick is of the Prophet. Now when we say that you should pick the role model as of the Prophet, the society that we live in, the role model of the Prophet does not fit in. That if there is a person who does not swear, they don't really look at that person as cool. So just to become acceptable in the schools that you guys go to, with peer pressure, a lot of you end up swearing. And I know that you do. It's just that in front of elders and in front of Maulana, your language becomes of a civilized person. But I know when you are among yourselves, you know, yo, what's up, dog, what's happening, that's ill, that's sick, you know. This sort of language you guys speak with each other, and you kind of have to, in a way, in the school and the environment that you're growing up. But what you have to realize is that the more that you will try to emulate and the more that you will try to fit in, the less you will fit in. You will have this impression that people think that you are cool, people think that you are one of them, people think that, you know, you are acceptable now. But in reality, the more that you become that way, inside of you there is something which your parents have given to you, which the religion of Islam gives it to you, is that you will become, as you grow older, you become more and more uncomfortable with that idea of fitting in, because you are going to swear, because you're going to dress in a certain way, because you're going to behave a certain way, because you're going to speak a certain way, or because you're going to have the same interest as your peers, right? So the more that you grow up in the